the show. We're going to be talking about some food stuff here. We get to what are the most popular recipes in every state. And I got some extreme junk food ever created. But a little bit earlier on, we were talking about why so many foods are cooked at 350 degrees. And Esmeralda, I have the story here. And hopefully this will clear up why 350 degrees is always the mostly go-to.
Oh, very good.
I hope. Here's what we go. Whether you're making mouth-watering blueberry muffins from scratch, or finally giving in to that partially open box of fish sticks that's been hiding in the back of your freezer for 8 months, there's a fairly good chance that you'll be heating your oven to 350 degrees. How can such vastly different foods require the same cooking temperature? It's all thanks to something called the Maillard reaction. In 1912, chemist Louis-Camille Maillard was the first to describe the magical transformation that happens to food when it's cooked at around 300 to 350 degrees. The finer details of the process are still not totally understood, but according to Serious Eats, it's generally agreed that the Maillard reaction happens when heat transforms the proteins and sugars in food, creating a release of new flavors, aromas, and colors. On a primitive level, these delicious changes signal to humans that the food won't harm us and may also contain vital nutrients. Wow. However, that doesn't mean we should cook everything at 350. That's just the baseline. For example, most breads need higher temperatures to rise quickly, and puff pastries do better at 400 degrees, in the 400 degrees range, because the steam releases at that temperature helps the dough expand. But for many recipes, 350 is the golden rule. By the way, you should thank your lucky stars for modern oven temperature dials, which are way better than the old method of sticking your arm inside to test the heat. That's, wow. Before temperature technology existed, Slate says, bakers would hold an arm inside the oven to see if they could stand it for more than 30 seconds. If they could, it wasn't hot enough yet. Wow. All right, well, there's the explanation. 350, golden rule. That's pretty cool, sticking your arm in an oven to see if it's... see, hey, could you check to see what temperature the... Yeah, no, I can't take it for more than 30 seconds. Stick my arm in the oven. Wow. I bet that's how some people still check the temperature. All right. Well, I mean, have we heard any stories in the old days about bakers losing arms? Was that a thing at all? Because I can't imagine that went well. You know, jamming your arm into a hot oven. And what about arm hair? What about hair on your arms? That had to burn right off, right? 30 seconds.
Smooth baby arms.
Yeah.
If you couldn't afford a razor, you know.
Well, there you go. Stick your legs in there. Ladies, stick your leg in an oven. Then it would be easier than shaving. I once singed my arm. I was barbecuing. We had a barbecue on our back porch, and I was making burgers, and I flipped a burger, and the flames just shot up, singed my arm and almost my forehead. And I was like, that's the closest I've come to sticking my arm in an oven. I closed the lid right away. I was like, I just closed the lid on the barbecue right away. I just closed it. I had been drinking, so I will admit to that. So, idiot. All right, we're going to break here, and we would love to hear from you. We're going to be talking about, when we come back, the most popular recipes in every state. And this is, the data shows the most frequently searched for recipes, like on Google Trends. So for each state, what is the most searched for recipe? And I'll give you the food that matches. We'll go through the Midwest first and then go through some of the other states. Some of them are a little weird. So, we're talking food here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up next. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And, yeah. So we're going to be talking about food here. The most popular recipes in every state, according to Google Trends, it shows the state's most frequently searched for recipes. So let's start in the Midwest. Let's start with our own state right here, Illinois. So, Illinois, Esmeralda, would you take a crack? What do you think is the most searched recipe for what food? For Illinois.
Some sort of casserole.
Oh. Because the Midwest, you got to have food that sticks to your bones.
Right. I'm going to go green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole. Oh, I love a good green bean casserole. It is not. It is indeed cookies. So people in Illinois like to get their recipes for cookies. I was surprised by that. I was thinking more along the lines that you were thinking, Esmeralda. It would be like some sort of home, you know, like some sort of food that's comfort, you know, comfort food, that kind of thing.
Right. Did they say what kind of cookie?
It just says cookie.
Cookies.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, you know, Illinois is probably chocolate chip, right? Wouldn't that be the?
Yeah, that's the usual.
Indiana, they're searching for recipes for tacos. In Indiana. Do you really have to look up a recipe for taco? I mean, is that taco? It's a pretty basic thing, right?
I would think.
Yeah. Find this one interesting. Iowa. Are you ready for this one, Esmeralda? This one I find weird for some reason. Now, I don't know. What would it be? Iowa, they're known for the pulled meat sandwich, the loose meat sandwich. What are those called? Rite Aids, right? That kind of thing. Are you ready, Esmeralda, the recipe that they're most looking for? Frosting. I don't know why I find that so strange.
I hope the second one is cake.
Yeah.
They're just eating frosting.
They're just, yeah, it's like getting a big can of Duncan Hines frosting and a spoon.
No, they want fresh. Fresh frosting.
Oh, yeah, they want the recipe.
One from scratch.
Yeah. That was a joke that we had in my show Alive, because I had a guy in the show, Mike Meredith, the actor. He was playing a version of my buddy Joe. Hey, listen. He was, like, loosely based on, you know, did I ever tell you the story?
Dan, I don't think so.
Opening night?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't tell you this story. Michael Meredith, I co-wrote and directed Alive with him. I also appeared in it. He basically played a version of my late friend Joe. You know, same kind of voice. He was a DJ, dropping names of, you know, of celebrities. Said he had one night he had to beat the hell out of Jim Belushi because he came up to the booth and took my copy of ABBA Gold. It's stuff like, we had stories like that that were loosely, you know, we exaggerated them more. The stories that we, like at one point, I you know, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau came into his club and then they started shooting at each other and turning it into a John Woo movie, which obviously would never happen, but that's a funny bit. So anyway, Joe comes to see Alive opening night, okay? And I was nervous because the show was based on me and five of my friends. And so I was nervous. Oaken hated it, by the way, when he first saw it. He hated it. He didn't speak to me for a little while, and we didn't watch the Mambo Kings for about a week. So anyway, Joe comes to see it, and I'm curious to see what all my friends think of it. Scott didn't like it, but then he ended up liking it, and then he appeared in it, and then he was in the sequel, so he got over it. So anyway, Joe, who we've talked about many times on the show, walks up to Mike after the show, just like we finished curtain call, everything, people are coming down, we're hugging, and everybody's, oh my God, it's so great. Joe walks up to Mike, hey, listen, shakes his hand, he goes, listen, I get 10%, that's standard, walked away.
That's fantastic.
That's like, I get 10%, that's standard, he walked away. Oh, man. So, anyway. Anyway, we had a line in there. The reason I brought this up is because the character that Mike played based on Joe was hungry all the time. And he's like, listen, I got a sweet tooth tonight. What do you got? And I said, I got a can of Duncan Hines frosting and a spoon. He goes, I love you. And then he walks into the kitchen. So that was one of my favorite exchanges in the show. Anyway, Michigan. Esmeralda, any idea what Michigan?
Hmm. I don't even know what they eat up there. Apples. Apple pie.
Apple pie. It's gravy.
Gravy.
Yeah.
See, that's not that hard either.
No, it's not. It's pretty basic.
Like, unless you're going to make, I guess, a white gravy, that might be a few more steps.
I guess.
But, yeah, gravy's just...
It's easy.
Yeah.
You got some flour? You can make a gravy.
You can make it even easier. You get the cornstarch. You get that...
The slurry?
Yeah, or whatever that other brand of... It's not flour, but it's like for gravy.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it easier that way.
Yeah. You just need a spoon, some fat, and some flour. There you go. Minnesota, they want shortcake. I find this... Some of these are weird. All right, how about this? Missouri. Esmeralda, Missouri. People in Missouri want to know how to make a smoothie.
Well, I mean, I could see that, because I look up smoothie recipes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, oh, maybe there's some new combo I don't know about.
We just throw some stuff in a blender with some ice and milk. How about this? In Ohio? This is a good one. I like this one. Guacamole.
See, now that to me, that's make that with my eyes closed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but there are different types of guacamole that you can make. And in Wisconsin, clearly you would think cheese related, right? Caramel.
No, that kind of makes sense.
I guess.
I can see that.
I guess.
Again, you just want to eat some sugar.
Right.
Caramel.
How about in Alabama? They agree with Michigan. Gravy.
I mean, I like it. I love gravy.
Oh, I do
so.
Too.
Good on them for looking that up.
Yeah, even though you don't really need to, as we mentioned before, it's not gravy's not a difficult thing to make.
Although, I always leave it to my dad for the most part to make the gravy, because he knows when something's missing, and he knows what to do.
Like in terms of tasting it.
Yeah,
as he goes?
Like he'll throw in soy sauce or throw in some.
It's also
wine or throw in sometimes. We're big proponents of MSG at my house.
Or like a 15-pound bucket?
They buy like a whole, like, containers of MSG. So he's always like, throw in some of that flavoring.
That flavoring.
Yeah, we call it flavoring.
Okay. Well, you know, some people don't want to whisk that long. That's the other thing. I can understand why you would let somebody else do it, because that's, you got to stand there with a whisk for a while.
Well, he makes me do that part.
Oh, of course he does. All right.
He usually has me start it, and then I go, come here, taste it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, add this and
this. Add this and keep whisking.
Right.
All right. All right. Okay, cool. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up and then more. When you find out Alaska, it's weird. Think about Alaska, about the recipe for Alaska, because it's weird. News is coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. My dad's going to be calling in to tell a joke. Jokey, jokey, jokey time. Brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park. Thank you, George, and everybody there. Check out galestreet.com. And we are talking about the most popular recipes in every state, according to Google Trends. And in Illinois, it's cookie. It just says cookie.
I know that when you look for something and maybe you don't have anything in mind, so you do just type in cookie.
Right.
But it just sounds like we're so like caveman.
Because Delaware, chocolate chip cookie.
Right, yeah.
Like, so that's more specific.
But I guess Illinois, they don't know what they want. They just want a cookie.
Cookie.
They want a cookie.
All right. Before the break, I said that Alaska had a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would think what sort of like, what would you think of Alaska?
I think salmon.
See, I would think something like that.
Or like some crazy meat.
Right. That's like some big game or like something out of the water.
Yeah.
Coleslaw dressing.
Wait. So is that what you put on coleslaw?
I guess a mayonnaise based?
It's
coleslaw dressing. That's what it says here. Because there's two different kinds of coleslaw. You can get the vinegar-based one and the mayonnaise-based one.
True. But when you say coleslaw dressing...
Yeah.
Is it just for coleslaw?
I guess.
Because is that See, now I'm just like, my mind is getting... Because if it doesn't have the dressing, is it still coleslaw?
It's cabbage.
Right. So you just have a bowl of cabbage.
You have a bowl of cabbage.
And then once you put the dressing on, it's coleslaw.
It's coleslaw. Right. So they specifically want to know about the dressing that you can put on cabbage, essentially.
Right. I wonder if they're putting it on other things.
Yeah. Like bear meat. That's what
it's
I thought it would be.
Delicious.
It's
bear meat.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's go through a few more of these. In Florida, chili. See, now that's something I would see here in Illinois.
Well, I wouldn't want to eat. Well, I guess it gets cold, quote unquote.
Where?
In Florida.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all? Like, not even.
Not cold.
It's slightly chilly.
Oh, it's a little.
It's
raining. Do you realize it's 50?
Yeah.
I can't go out and it's 50 degrees.
Who's going to want to eat chili if it's.
Yeah.
More than 70 degrees out.
That's always uncomfortable in Florida.
When I was in Florida, the temperature was 65 degrees, and we went swimming. And a guy walked up to me and said, "Where are you guys from?" And I said, "Chicago." He's like, "I knew you weren't from here because nobody here would be caught dead swimming in weather this cold."
How uncouth of you.
I know.
You know, Richard Pryor, his third concert movie is called Richard Pryor Here and Now,
mm-hmm.
and it was filmed in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And so... He's talking about, because he's from Peoria, Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's talking about the difference between coming from the Midwest. You know, I'm from Peoria, Illinois, where it gets cold.
Yeah.
He goes, "What does it get cold down here? Get 50? And then you guys get mad? Man, you realize it's 50 degrees outside?" And that's, you know, that's what he talks about. But he also has this great thing where he talks about how he was in California,
mm-hmm.
and he came back to Peoria to visit some family or something like that, and all he wore was like the stuff that he had on in California, and he got off the plane.
Oh, no.
And he does this whole routine about how the wind went up his butt and around here. I can't even remotely do it justice, but him talking about the difference between that kind of weather. All right. How about this? In Georgia, cake. No specific. They're like us. Cookie, cake.
They should hook up with who wanted the frosting?
Oh, frosting. Iowa.
Yeah, they should hook
up. And Arizona. Iowa and Arizona frosting.
Should gather forces and make a proper cake.
Here's one that makes. This one I like. Kansas banana bread.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of recipes for banana bread.
Yeah.
Specific. It's not bread. Or, well, bread
well,
is
even
different.
Bread,
yeah.
You could just, it would be bread.
Yeah. Kentucky spaghetti.
Do they eat spaghetti?
Mm. In Kentucky?
It just seems like, yeah, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, because there's not a whole lot of call for
I'm
spaghetti.
I'm assuming not.
Louisiana, jambalaya. I guess that makes sense, but
right.
Wouldn't any self-respecting person from Louisiana know how to make a jambalaya?
Well, how do we know these are the self-respecting people?
Okay. I was going to say, if you're from Louisiana, you should have a jambalaya recipe. That should just go hand in hand.
You just get one. You're born.
There you go. It's like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
It comes with a jambalaya.
It comes with a jambalaya mm-hmm. recipe. Idaho. Okay, you would think potato related?
Right, but, you know.
Zucchini.
Maybe, you know, they're trying to go low carb.
I guess.
Zucchini fritters.
Speaking of zucchini in Maine, zucchini bread.
Hmm.
Maryland, you would think seafood of some kind?
Sure.
Cheesecake.
Well, they need dessert.
I guess so. Massachusetts, sits. Specific again.
Mm.
Turkey chili.
Turkey chili?
Yeah.
What would be the difference? You just put in turkey.
Instead of meat. Turkey is meat, but instead of beef.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what?
Turkey chili.
Okay. All right, guys.
What do you think from Mississippi? This one makes sense, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not weird. This one I think makes sense. Cornbread.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
You ever make cornbread?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Make from the box.
From the box. You get a little Bisquick.
There's a box. No, the one, that one, Jiffy.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're
Jiffy
talking about.
Jiffy bread, whatever. It's just Jiffy, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Montana. They enjoy pie crust recipes in Montana. It doesn't say anything about what you fill it with.
They got that one covered. They just don't know how the crust works.
I don't know how to work. I don't know how to get the crust.
We know what to put in it.
Right.
Nebraska, apple pie. Let's see. Nevada, banana bread.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire. This is unusual, I think.
I don't even know what's in New Hampshire. Like what?
Well, you park the car and have it yard.
They're like Delaware.
Kind of
Delaware. We're in Delaware.
Well, New Hampshire would be very similar to Boston in that region.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, lasagna.
Because they don't know anyone, I guess.
You know, but lasagna, there's so many different kinds of lasagnas.
I guess.
That you can, there's a lot of different kinds of lasagnas.
I make one with eggplant instead of noodles.
I'd
be low carb.
Low carb. No noodles.
Yeah, so you do eggplant slices.
Mm-hmm. Not a big eggplant guy.
Really?
I'm Italian. Delicious. And I'm Italian and I'm not crazy about eggplant. So the only time I've ever liked eggplant was there's a restaurant on Taylor Street that did fried eggplant. And they were really thinly sliced. The breading was it was mostly because of the breading. Breading was
the
delicious.
Eggplant was just the carrier of breadcrumb.
The breading was great, and the sauce was really. The sauce was great. It was great, and I'm not crazy about the consistency of eggplant.
Oh, but it's so creamy.
It can be also slimy if prepared poorly. Yes. Not a big eggplant guy, and I know people. My fellow Italians right now are screaming at the radio. How can you not like eggplant? All right, here's a very New Jersey. You ready? I like this one.
Jersey.
New Jersey. Very specific. You ready?
Okay.
Crock-pot chicken breast.
I think they need to. I don't think most of these people know how to search things properly.
No, but I just. It's
you have to get a little more specific.
Crock-pot chicken breast.
Like,
you just put a chicken breast in a crock pot? Is that what they're talking about?
Well, maybe they made it vague so then everything comes up.
Yeah.
All different types of recipes with chicken breasts.
And crock pots.
That you make in a crock pot.
Right. New Mexico banana bread. That seems to be a pretty popular one.
You would think not there because they don't want to turn their ovens on.
You're very temperature coordinated.
Well, 'cause I think, like, Nevada.
Why are you going to eat chili in Florida? What?
Well, who's eating? Think about it. Who wants a big old steaming bowl of chili when it's really hot out?
Nice hot cup of coffee.
Yuck. No, thank you.
And my favorite sweater.
It's real humid out. Let's eat chili. No.
You know, actually, when it's hot, you're supposed to eat hot stuff.
My mom says that you're supposed to drink hot.
Yes.
If you're hot to cool down. Okay.
That's what you're supposed to do. Your pores open up and all that stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I'm too busy being miserable when it's hot. I don't even want to eat or drink anything. Maybe water. Because I hate heat. Hate it. All right. Well, we got a break here. And my dad's going to tell a joke and then we'll find out the rest of the states here and their crazy recipe searches. So far, my favorite is crock pot chicken breast from Jersey.
Cookie.
All right. Let's go back to some of these recipes that are most popular. New York. Meatloaf.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
North Dakota. Sweet potato casserole.
What's in that?
I guess it would be probably like a sweet potato pie. Marshmallows, maybe.
Right? Isn't that what people put?
Yeah. I don't like sweet potatoes, so I don't.
I don't. Oh, I love sweet potatoes.
Not a big fan. North Dakota apple crisp.
Very fancy.
How about this? Oklahoma salsa. Doesn't that seem strange?
Again, not that difficult.
Oregon. Simply cake.
Oh, cookie cake.
Cookie cake. Pennsylvania, the most searched for recipe, chicken soup.
Mm.
Rhode Island, chili.
Mm.
South Carolina, simply dressing.
Okay.
Now, the question is, would that be dressing slash as in stuffing?
Oh.
Or dressing as in stuff you put on your coleslaw?
See, again, you have to learn to be a little more specific.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be a wide breadth of...
Do you say stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing.
Yeah, I say stuffing, too. But is there a difference? Stuffing is in the bird. Maybe dressing is what you cook outside the bird?
No. I think it's one of those...
It's just a regional thing?
Yeah, gym shoe sneaker
yeah.
type of thing.
Because I... Yeah. All right. South Dakota, very specific. You ready for this? Mm. Prime rib.
Oh. They're having a fancy night in.
That's right. Tennessee, taco. Texas, cookies. Now, why does our state just say cookie?
Cookie.
But Texas,
you want one
cookies.
Cookie.
You got to have more than one cookie.
Maybe
in
they want
Texas.
One of those microwavable mug cookies. And that's just one.
Yeah.
Technically.
Okay.
So,
how about Utah? Utah, give me two. That's from Point Break.
Oh.
His name is Johnny Utah.
Okay.
Greatest movie ever.
Yeah.
Have you not seen Point Break?
No, I have.
It's the greatest movie ever.
You lent it to me.
Oh, I did, didn't I? By the way, have you watched Used Cars
no.
yet?
No.
All right.
I haven't had time.
Utah. Stew. Doesn't, not a specific kind.
I mean,
stew.
You can. I mean, maybe they're tired of beef stew.
Sure.
So they want to try a
crockpot chicken breast stew.
Chicken breast stew.
According to ehow.com, the difference between dressing and stuffing. Dressing can be prepared separately from the bird on the stovetop. Stuffing, the mixture has to occur in the cavity of the bird.
Oh, well, then I never make stuffing.
You? What do you mean? You don't put...
No.
Why?
It's no good. Dries out the bird.
Hmm.
Dries out the bird and there
if
is
there's
always...
germs and blah,
there's
blah.
There's germ chances because it'll...
It's the cavity. He's got the stuff in there.
No,
you can,
it's
got to be the right temperature.
Why don't
and all
you
it.
Just add some MSG? That'll fix
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fix it right up.
No, that'll just make it taste better.
Mm-hmm.
Still might give you salmonella. But
yeah. Let's see. Vermont tomato soup. Virginia chicken parmesan. It's your number one recipe in Virginia.
Hmm.
Washington. Fried chicken. For a good fried chicken recipe. West Virginia cheesecake.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy good cheesecake.
And then in Wyoming, coleslaw. Not coleslaw dressing.
Not the dressing.
Not the dressing.
They want the whole thing.
The coleslaw.
You want to know how the whole thing works.
So there you go. Number one in number one recipe in Illinois is for cookie.
Oh, boy.
It's for cookie.
You just want one.
Just want one cookie. Actually, it's a recipe for how to make Taraji B. Hansen.
All right.
See that nobody watches Empire. Thank you very much.
Good job.
I was thinking the same thing. Maybe Stu is just a guy named Stu.
Guy named Stu.
They're looking for
Stu. Looking for their buddy.
Where's Stu?
They just put in his first name, expecting him to.
All right. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Well-